Right, we are officially begun Intermagician Class 6.
Yes.
So welcome everybody. Delighted you're here. Today's going to be a wonderful call. Hopefully they're all wonderful calls.
Yes.
And let's start with a check-in. If you were to describe the coolest thing that happened to you this week, we don't need to know what the thing is, but give us a metaphor for how it felt. Or you can give us a color or a picture or whatever.
Color or sound. My week has been filled with rainbows and stars and butterflies.
Ooh. Fabulous.
On Sunday, I was flying on a cloud.
Oh, flying cloud. Okay, cool.
My weekend looks like being in a hot jacuzzi of love.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
That's great. I love that.
When I had the concert of Monday, I was in Siberia without my clothes, just a bikini.
Awesome.
I'm liking the color purple. And,
Okay.
That was the sound of
All right, that works for me.
Mm-hmm. Transformation would be
okay.
And the color, gosh, I was going to say orange, but I really should go for purple, too.
Okay, excellent.
I think of like a glittery gold.
Oh, okay.
Color.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Percolating.
Okay.
Circulating glittery gold.
I like that. Alrighty then. Well, let's just get started.
Okay.
We're talking about power today. So now if you're all fluffed out from knowing your magnificence and focusing on what rocks about you, now it's time to put it into gear, and we're going to turn up the power, amplification, sound systems on. Electricity at full tilt, boogie. There's some more great words for our Italian girls to learn. Just really, this is the time where we're going to, like, a lot of this stuff is practice and it's a beingness, and what we're really wanting is to turn up the power so that you know that you're really standing tall. You know how when Bridget does our groundings, she always has focus on the, you know, your bottom of your feet being on the ground, and like you literally are connecting with the ground. And from there, you stand up tall, you are expressing yourself in the world, and now it's time to actually throw the magic out. So it's almost like you've been a little secret sorceresses, you know, in the background, practicing your magic, figuring out the magic potion, and now it's time to go out in the world and really, really use it in a very deliberate way. So Bridget, I'll hand it over to you.
Okay, so if everyone would stand up and taking some nice deep breaths and letting go of just anything that you need to let go of, taking a deep, beautiful, cleansing breath, breathing in the color yellow and exhaling the color yellow, and placing your attention from the inside to the bottom of your feet, so you're feeling your feet from the inside out, and then using your intention to connect to the earth. You can wiggle your toes a little bit back and forward. Imagine there's a nice big sucking cup at the bottom of your feet that's drawing you to the earth, and you imagine at the top of your head a beam of light. We're going to make it yellow today. Coming straight down through the center of your body, and it splits at the hips and goes straight down each leg and right down to the core of the earth. In setting our intention, we're asking Mother Earth to please help ground us today, fully supporting us, nurturing us, and amplifying our power energy. And with the next breath, you're drawing up all that wonderful earth energy. It's a beautiful, rich, vibrant red, allowing that to flow up through your feet, up through your legs, just drawing it up. And then it splits again at the hip, travels along the spine, which is the emotional freeway, cleansing, releasing. And then it just travels up, up, up through the top of your head, out like a fountain, filling out beautiful, rich earth energy, letting that go out into your aura. And now you imagine me just string at the top of your head that's pulling you up very gently, pulling you up, up, up. You feel yourself standing up straighter, and then you're sending a beam of light, golden light, from the top of your head and using your intention to connect to the sun energy. And in this moment, we're calling back all of your power from anywhere that you've scattered it throughout any time, throughout any lifetime. We're calling it all back to you here right now. Coming in, beautiful golden sun right above the top of your head. With all your power energy come back from anywhere that you may have scattered it. And now it's completely coming down the crown of your chakra and filling up your whole body, your cells, filling up any spaces or places that got cleared out, filling it up with the wonderful, powerful you that's fully connected to the universe, and all the universal power energy is infusing you right now, breathing that in, taking it in, and then allowing it to circulate out into your aura, which is your energy field that sits like 3-4 feet around your whole body. Feeling this radiant, beautiful power. That really was powerful, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I liked the pulling the energy in from other lifetimes. Anything that's scattered is like, bring it all back.
Yeah, remembering that our true power is in the here and now. Whenever we find our attentions wandering to the past or going to the future, we know we've given our power away. And our true power is in the present moment.
So before we get into power, well, hopefully you're already there in power, but before we begin talking about it, I want to do some check-ins about what's going on with you in terms of being connected to your inner magician and actually manifesting and using the information that you've received up to this point. How are you connecting these principles with your magic and action plan? Some of you sent them out, some of you didn't, so not sure. But even if you don't have a magic and action plan, you do know your three goals that you were focused on for this course. This is very similar to law of attraction, right? There's a lot of people out there, they've read The Secret, they know about Abraham Hicks, maybe they've even taken some of my classes, and yet the information's still in their brain. Sometimes they're remembering to use it, and other times it's more of a mental note, like a post-it note that says, oh, I got to remember to get back to that information. And what we're really wanting you is to definitely take this information and be using it and applying it so that you can reap the rewards. And there's two ways that's going to happen. And first is you're going to feel more powerful because you get that you're at cause for what you're creating. You will know your magnificence. You will get that you are the one with the magic wand. So you'll feel better, and as a result, and you being deliberate with this magic wand, is that you are now manifesting these things that you say you want. And for some of you, you may not have manifested that your three things yet, but you definitely see the evidence by how you feel, and the small little synchronicities that are happening along the way are giving you those signs that, ooh, I'm on the right track, this is cool, this is great.
I just wanted to add something real quick to that, just a reminder for everyone that we create from the inside out. So the outer world is always a reflection of our inner world, not the other way around. And that's when we're truly in our power, when we have that deep knowingness that, oh, yes, that's right, I create from the inside, and then that gets reflected in my outer world. And that way you never have any cause or any effect. You're like, hey, that's right, the magic's within me, I'm the inner magician, I create my reality, I create my world around me.
So I'm just going to open it up to what are you discovering, and if you're one of the people that it just feels like the information's been in your head and you're still assimilating it, that's fine, but you know, now we're just really opening it up to, I want to hear feedback and any questions or coaching that you want.
Yeah, I see the evidences around me of it happening, and I've been using it for a long time, manifesting in the law of attraction, but I still have some releasing to do because I'm creating old patterns that I consciously don't want but are still creating. You know, I try not to get hard on myself because it's like, yeah, I know this. I know, wait, I'm creating this, and this is not what I want. So wait a minute. I've got to fine-tune again. So
okay.
For me, it's like I'm always correcting my course, and sometimes it just flows really well. But other times I find that it's like I have, wait a minute, did I just forget everything I just knew? What's happening here?
I have amnesia. Help. Let's go to the times when you notice, oh, it's not working, or I don't know what happened. I just fell off the track. Then what do you do next? Once you notice and you're observing yourself.
Climb in a hole and pull the dirt up over my head.
Okay.
Timing of this call was perfect because Sunday and Monday were difficult times for me. But I had before that a great week and I was really manifesting wonderful times and beautiful things and what I wanted. And all of a sudden it was like, bam, I forgot all of that. It's just really interesting.
So let's go to the first time that you actually observed it, because we all have this, you know, before we know it. I mean, I did the same thing I was telling Bridget yesterday. I had this experience of, oh my gosh, I'm just feeling, you know, my schedule's so slammed, and I'm so busy, and just in my head, not out loud, just painting this picture of complete victim to it, and it's like everybody's fault that I'm here, and if my boyfriend would just do this, I wouldn't be so busy. And, you know, just really making up these stories, poor me. And, of course, it just got busier and busier. And so finally I remembered a moment, and this is the critical moment, is when you first observe something, then you actually are in your power. Even if it feels like everything's been, you know, going bad, if you're observing, you're actually in a power point. Even if you don't know how to stop in that moment, you have now said, oh, okay, something's gone astray, and it's at that point you actually have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know you know this, but now it's time to pre-pave what happens the next time you get off the track. And that's for all of you. It's making a decision right now about, well, how do I want to respond to it when I observe it? Crawling in the hole and piling the dirt up is getting kind of dirty.
It's really embarrassing at this point.
So how do you prefer to respond?
I would prefer to remember to just stop and ground myself, take a few deep breaths, and really feel myself and remember, you know, there's no bleeding, there's nothing that's really an emergency, that it's life or death, and I have the power, and just another little action step, even the smallest action step that will lead me to, oh, okay, this feels right, into the next one, because I have so many steps, and I have the Kix cards here that some days I can't find, and I need them. I forget to look because they're right there. That's the thing. I need to throw myself a lifeline, and I think the best thing for me is to stop and ground myself and feel myself again and just be back in my body, because I'm, just like Bridget said, the present is where you have your power, and that those moments, I'm not responding to the present and the beauty and the wonder. I live in a paradise, actually, but I keep convincing myself that it's all, you know, in those moments, it's all bad, and I can't do it, and I'm overwhelmed.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so to stop, and just, I want you to take a deep breath now, and pull yourself back into your body. Imagine that there's a little padlock you can put on there so you actually can't escape. Like what you said, now you have a response that's going to be specific, which is, okay, I'm going to breathe, I'm going to bring myself back to my body. And the second thing you said is actually really key and is perfect for today's lesson, which is that I'm going to take some sort of action. So even beyond the breathing, then once you're back in your body, an action, and I don't always say this, so listen carefully so you don't misconstrue what I'm going to say, but sometimes, especially if you're feeling low and disempowered and you forgot how wonderful you are and that you are the creator of your universe, taking an action that makes you feel more in control, even if you know it's a Band-Aid, is a great way to get back into your power. I saw this because, you know, I've been teaching for years, oh, yes, you just have to take inspired action. And people are like, yeah, but what if I'm not inspired to do anything? I don't feel like doing anything. Nothing sounds good. I'm just, you know, I'm disconnected. I'm in a funky place, and I can't even think of something that would be inspiring. And it's like, well, then just do something that actually makes you feel in control. And we actually even created a class around this philosophy. It was called Magnetizing Money. And the whole premise was is sometimes when you can't get inspired about what to do for money, you just got to take some sort of action, even if it's not related to that topic, because somehow, A, it's a distraction. Two, you feel like you're doing something about it because we love action. We think, oh, well, I'll be more powerful. I take an action. Then do it. Even if it's, you know, you're faking it till you make it, do it. Go clean out a cupboard. Go for a walk. Go run an errand. Anything that will make you feel like you're on purpose, and I think that's where the power stems from. You feel on purpose and that you are actually doing something about your life in some way, even if it's not major. For all of you, if there's that thing, that knee-jerk response that you know that you do, like for instance the one I'm working on right now is not to do that dance I do with my mate. You know, that's when we're one person says one thing, then you both jump in and you're going down a rabbit hole on a topic that is not even really the issue. It's like somebody's got to take a step out and go, okay, so what's the truth here? Because my knee-jerk response is to talk it away and start telling stories and start debating with them rather than just saying, hold on, this isn't even true. Don't even respond. Don't even respond. That's a big, huge action for me. Don't respond. Ah! But it's working fabulous when I remember it. And then it actually now, because my awareness is there, even if I'm in the middle of my knee-jerk response, I can actually stop in mid-sentence. Now, it took some practice, but I pre-paved it in a moment where I wasn't in the middle of it. So actually for all of you right now, look at where do you get off track with your manifestations and what you're wanting. What's your knee-jerk response? What's that default position? How do you react? And what do you want to do instead? Even if you don't know how yet, in the hell you're going to remember, this is actually something you can ask your inner magician to do and just say, you know, remind me when I do that thing that I do that doesn't work, just give me some signal to wake me up. I always say, make it loud to make sure I can hear it. Because sometimes I just ignore it like it's a fly on my shoulder. So is that helpful?
That is exactly what I needed to hear today. So this whole class has been part of the synchronicity for me. Yes, perfect. Sometimes I fly high and then I have the rebound or the just breaking away from old habits of being depressed, and then it just hits me really hard, but it's getting shorter and more manageable and I've got more tools now, and this will be very, very helpful.
Okay, good. And remember, even depression, it's just an old vibration. It's actually not, for most of the people who have practiced some habit over and over and over, at this point, it's just a familiar vibration that you're sliding into on accident. It's not even true for you anymore.
You know, exactly how I feel it. It's just like a shell of a thing. That's exactly, I don't even feel connected to it. So it's making it really easy to pop out, especially with you guys. It's just, I'm easily lifted by the energy and I'm really appreciating it.
That's good, because your depression was so last year.
Thank you.
It's got a style now, sister.
It's exactly true,
actually. All right. So thank you for asking for what you need. Does anybody else have anything else that they want coaching around or applying this to your magic and action plans?
I have a question. I am sort of struggling. In fact, last week when with the strengths, one thing that helped me is I actually asked my husband, you know, okay, well, if you were to name three strengths, what would they be? And so he gave me two, and I found that they were really, really true for me. In fact, he couldn't even do three. He basically said heart and driven. And what I'm finding is I'm really struggling with balancing the two of them because my driven usually kind of creeps in, and I feel like that's what's stopping me from relaxing, going with the heart, going with the flow to let things happen.
My thing is if you let your heart be the driving force, you can still be on a woman on a mission. It just won't be from that controlling place. Bridget's very driven. I think I'm pretty driven. Even my business partner is really driven. I mean, women on a mission, when we get that, you know, inspired idea, it's like, let's go forth, let's make it happen, come on.
Right. But
in fact, let's have it happen. It should have happened yesterday. Today's too late. But it's exciting, and it's an adrenaline rush because it's exciting, not because we need to hurry up.
Yes, but looking at the distinction with it, because I can recognize that vibration and passion in me, I imagine it like your heart has two beautiful arms coming out of it with two hands, and that you're holding hands with this other part that loves to get stuff done, that loves to be in action, and that I see two beautiful hands coming out of that, and I'm imagining it's also in a heart shape, and you know, imagine whatever shape resonates for you. And the holding hands of a completing a circle and the complete trust in the circle and complete harmony and a complete knowingness that whatever needs to happen is going to get done, and you can fully relax and allow whichever part needs to come forward to do that job. So you can like relinquish managing any of this and completely trust that your heart and this other beautiful part that likes to be in action have got it all under control. And you can ask your inner magician, okay, inner magician, you can be like the conductor of the orchestra here. When I need a certain element or vibration, I trust that you're just going to wave your wand and that part of the orchestra is going to start up, and I'm going to feel it, I'm going to hear it, and I'm going to know exactly what to do, whether it's sitting and relaxing or whether it's my guided action step. Does that land for you? Does that resonate?
Yes. I think you'll laugh at this. I even have an affirmation card where I literally have a pink heart with two green arms coming out of it.
Oh.
Looking at that as you're describing it, it's hysterical.
I love that. And no, too, and I so recognize this with inside of myself as well, that the more you release and surrender that part that thinks it's got to control it or have it all together, the more will come in, the more joy, the more synchronicities, and this is truly having the heaven on earth, the absolute magical flow.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I wanted to celebrate it for everyone, but even in particular, one thing that happened this morning. I have a routine that I have set up for me, which I really, really love in the morning, early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the routine, I sit down on the stairs outside my house with the your cards, and I shuffle them, and I read the first two that I have. Then I call Michael and all the angels to help me throughout the day. And I also call Ariel, because that was what I got on the first class. But it's sort to me is Ariel is on hold. I've always been on hold. It's a strange sensation that I have. And this morning, I sort of called her, from my heart without even noticing it. But it came up as a spark when I said Ariel. And for a tiny moment, just a second, it was as if I felt it. And I started crying. It was just a tiny, tiny moment. I could feel it. I can't explain it exactly in English.
Was it a feeling of unconditional love that you were feeling that just sparked the tears?
I can't say exactly what the feeling. Great joy, but it was so short, very, very short.
Yeah, what I just saw for you in that moment was an expansion of your heart and an absolute connection to the divine. They were showing me you were getting showered in unconditional love.
And within that, there's a release. And I just want to say that even though it was a short burst, know that there was a lot that just happened with that, and that's good, and it's good enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's, for me, it was a sort of know that you can make it. It's just here for you. It's just for you to accept it, and it's here at hand.
Excellent. Was there a question that you had about it?
No, I just wanted to share it and say it and see what Bridget had to comment on this.
Yeah, it sounded like you were very clear on exactly what happened and what you got out of that. And you were just saying, too, how it's all there for you and how you're going to make it. And I heard you say, you know, in there about the trusting. So beautiful listening and beautiful connecting. Take a deep breath, everyone. Just breathing in and letting out any sighs, any noise, anything that you need to do.
So I wanted to go back to this heart thing, because a lot of people think when we're talking about power that somehow the heart gets thrown out, and it's actually the opposite. And I'm not saying that's what you thought, but what happens is sometimes people confuse heart. Like if we come from our heart, we're either exposed, we're vulnerable, or we will lose our power, because you can't just stay in your heart. It's too loving, it's too airy-fairy, and things won't get done if you stay in your heart. And there's nothing further from the truth. Because, A, if you're following your heart, you can't ever mess anything up. You will never go down the wrong path. It will always steer you towards the right things to do and the next actions to take. And sometimes they won't make sense. We said this from the beginning. And I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I did exactly what I tell you all to do, which is, you know, I write down my six big rocks for the day, my six most important actions that I'm going to focus on. And two of those things were promotions I wanted to write to send out to my list. And one in particular, I kept thinking, oh, I really need to, you know, send that out. Our class is going to start in a couple of weeks. But it just didn't feel like it. And I got on this whole tangent around branding and marketing my business. And the solo didn't get done, the promotion. And I'm on a call today with my partner that I teach that class with, Eva. And we just decided that in the moment that we weren't going to teach that class, we canceled the class. I thought, well, isn't that great? Because I would have spent this time. I didn't have childcare yesterday, so it would have been my precious two-hour block of time during, you know, my son's nap working on this promotion. And I would have been really irritated if I would have done that for nothing. And in the moment, if I would have analyzed it, it would have seemed like a poor choice not get that done. But I followed my heart, and it was taking me down, a very inspired trail that did not need to be done, which was around branding and marketing. But it was the right thing in the end. But if I would have analyzed it from my head in the moment, it would not have seemed like the right thing. So I just want to give a big push and a big hoorah for following your heart, because it will never steer you wrong, ever, 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 ever. And some people from the outside might call you crazy. Some people might say you're very wrong. But if you are trusting your heart, you will be right, and you will be in the power position.
And some people may be saying, hey, what on earth is she doing? I want to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
What Gina was saying, it's so true. Love is the strongest force in the whole universe. And, you know, we are here on this planet Earth, and to do things, to get things done, you know, we have collaboration and cooperation among other humans here, and we all know what it feels like when someone communicates with us from their heart. It's like, oh, you do anything for them. You love that connection because it's our true essence. It's who we are, this love energy. And just notice if there's any time where you get a little irritated or you feel like, ooh, I'm in a power struggle here, and you can sort of feel it because it doesn't feel good. A simple tool that you can do, because that's the third chakra, which is located below our belly button, you can bring that energy up into your heart. You can just shoot it up into your heart and imagine it like a beautiful, warm pool of water, nice mineral water, and just say to yourself, everything is welcome here, and allowing it to just dissolve into this warm pool of love, and making a choice that you're going to respond from your true power, which is your heart center.
Does everybody here know what a chakra is? Okay, does anybody want Bridget to explain further?
Yeah, I would love to, actually. Do you think
okay.
now's the time to take them in a little,
yes.
into the, okay. Sure.
You just follow your heart, Bridget.
Okay. get yourself nice and comfy. I'm going to take you into like a 4-minute meditation. Just while you're getting comfortable, I'm going to talk a little bit about chakras. So chakras are spinning vortexes of energy that transmit our spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical energy. They're like spinning wheels of life. The 7 major ones are located along our spine, slightly in front of it. And of course, the non-physical, which means that they're energetic. Each one has its own color and its own body part and its own specific energy pattern. And they act as conduits for flowing universal energy. They receive, store, and express energy by interacting with the universal life force. So everything's like in that circular flow. So today we're going to focus on the 3rd chakra. This energy center is about our relationship with our own internal relationship. It's about our power, our self-respect, our self-esteem. It's about having the courage to take risks. It's situated right below your navel, and it vibrates at the color yellow. And by fully activating the chakra, we can automatically increase our power. And so just so you know, power is not about being strong with muscles. It's not about forcing something into place. Power is an inner knowing of who you are, and it's a collaboration with universal power and with others. It's knowing that you can ask for what you want and that it comes. Power is knowing that your authentic self is all that you need to make something happen. So your power is from within, and power can come from words, or it can come from being silent. Power is when you stand in your own shoes comfortably. Gina used this lovely little analogy here. So it's like, you know how some people are sexy because they feel comfortable in their own skin. Overweight people can be the sizzle more than a perfect body if that attitude is one of that, you know, that sensuality and just that inner power. And of course, speaking your truth is very powerful, and following your own intuition and guidance, because you are your own best authority. Okay, so we're going to go on this lovely little meditation. Relaxing and allowing your body to get really comfortable. And as you breathe in, imagine breathing in a vibrant yellow color. And with every breath you take in, you feel this yellow power ray strengthening you, increasing your vitality and celebrating your life. Imagine your favorite place on the planet. And with your next breath, you find yourself there now. The day is warm with a gentle breeze, and you can feel the sun caressing your back. The air is perfumed with your favorite fragrance, and there is an abundance of everything you could ever desire. No problem, it is yours. You find a very comfortable and inviting spot to sit down on, and you feel the sun's rays bathing you in warm energy. You feel the yellow rays fully activating and regenerating your solar plexus. You feel extra personal power being added, the ability to speak your truth with ease and comfort. You can see and feel your inner solar plexus glowing and pulsating with this powerful spiritual energy. The truth of who you are, a powerful, almighty, and magnificent being. at your fingertips and available to you anytime is your very own special spiritual warrior. This is very real and can be used for anything. Anytime you need an extra power boost, you can ask your spiritual warrior to come and assist you. This inner spiritual warrior is very useful anytime you may need guidance to a higher solution, some extra conviction, a little more energy, courage, personal power, or overcoming procrastination. You have all these inner resources and divine guidance available at your fingertips. Merely an ask away. And you continue to take in those beautiful deep breaths, breathing in that vibrant yellow, and again feeling it strengthening you, increasing your vitality, and celebrating your life. You say to yourself, I am a powerful and magnificent receiver. How does this feel? Now amplify this wonderful feeling even more. Open to receive more power. Can you capture this feeling fully for a few minutes? Allow this energy to radiate through your body, into your aura, and out into the universe. Take a moment now to acknowledge all of your past successes, congratulating yourself and feeling how wonderful it is to be so successful and powerful. You easily remember all the times you have been in your power, and you allow those memories to come forward into present time, filling you up so fully that you are overflowing with magnetic power. This feels so good. Drink it in and allow yourself to revel in this moment of pure, positive, pulsating power. Notice how it feels. Where do you feel it? Allow your body to give you a signal, your own personal signal, so you know what it feels like to fully be in your power. You continue taking even deeper breaths of this vibrant yellow. And again, with every breath you take, you feel the yellow power ray strengthening you, increasing your vitality, and celebrating your life. Your power is vibrating like the sun, and you feel it pulsating and shimmering a brilliant yellow. And with another deep breath, gently come back to the room in present time, feeling awake, alive, refreshed, and very powerful. So just while you're coming back into your bodies and coming back into present time, I called in an archangel called Archangel Metatron while we were doing that power meditation. And Archangel Metatron is an amazing angel to call upon if you're needing a power boost, if you're needing just that extra energy to follow through on your heart's desire, or for any situation where you're needing a little more energy, power, confidence, motivation. He is a brilliant angel to call upon. And he also helps fully clear, balance, and reactivate all of your chakras. And you don't even need to know what they are. You can just simply say, Metatron, please help assist with my chakras or those energy centers. You don't even need to remember all the words. And, of course, the words are irrelevant. He responds to the energy that he can feel in your vibration. All right, everyone. Are we all back here in present time?
Yes.
Great.
So I'm thinking that we should do the exercise next.
Oh, you want to lead it?
Sure. This is another active exercise. You have to help me here, Bridget, because you were talking about, you know, above the line, below the line. But first, I just want you to recall a time in your life. It could have been recently, as in this past week, or it could have been sometime way when you were a little girl, doesn't matter, but where you felt really powerful. And it could be a moment in time, it could have been a whole period of time, a year or years. But you want to, whatever comes to your mind first, just lock onto that. So don't judge it, just take that, you're not going to say it out loud. And notice where that feeling resides in you and what made it so. Like, why did you feel powerful and how does that feel in your body? And you might even want to, as you're going back to that time, really evoke, how does it feel in your posture when you feel powerful? And does it actually make your shoulders come down and you just sort of, whew, put your feet up? Or maybe you might throw your shoulders back and chest out. Maybe there's a little slinky to you, a little vixen-like attitude. Maybe it's just knowing that, you know, the world is yours. But whatever it is, we actually just want you to really anchor that feeling into your present time experience right now. Even if it's just a feeling in your heart that's relaxed like butter, the feeling. For some of you, you might have that superwoman cape on, or the bracelets, the powerful bracelets that she wears, and her hot little outfit, red boots. And then, Bridget, you want to explain when you were talking about above the line, below the line?
Yeah, this acts as an indicator so you know when you're in your power or when you're not in it. So if you imagine in front of you like a horizontal line, and we're just going to call it in your power, not in your power. So when you're not in your power, just go to the indicators for you when you're not in your power. For me, I know I often go into stress mode, thinking I don't have enough time. I get a little irritated with others, or I may blame them. These are indicators I'm definitely not in my power. And also, I get exhausted. Like, my body literally won't move. I feel so fatigued. And this isn't for you to, like, sink into it at all. This is your observer noticing. You're coming from your observer position here. So the observer's just watching from, like, a helicopter that's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet above your life, and just noticing, oh, okay, when you lose your power, this is the default mode that you go to. So just noticing it, and the more we are aware of things from our observer mode, then the quicker we can change them. But just noticing what the old default mode is for you and what puts you into it. This is a good little exercise to maybe when you get off the phone sometime this week to physically write it down so you have it in front of you and you can see it. And then above the line, look at, okay, what puts you in your power? What makes you feel really powerful? And again, for me, it's grounding. I am definitely not powerful if I'm not grounded. And I ground 3, 4, 5 times a day. But that's my number one. That's my 101 I do. And also, I create a couple of hours each day where I can have no schedule, where I can just do whatever I want to, whether it's going out for a walk with Merlin, taking him out for a hike, going to have a workout, dancing, whatever it is. And that makes me feel so powerful. That's one of my key elements to being in my power. And again, you could use the example that Gina took you through of when you felt your power. What were you doing? What was happening? What created that power for you? And again, writing it down. And these are great indicators. So if you sort of fall off track a little bit, or you're like, I'm not quite in my power, just pull out your piece of paper and look at it. And you can think, okay, I'm going to put the music on and dance, or whatever it is that puts you back into that place of power. And I know in the meditation that I took you through, too, your body also, it gave you a signal. So you can put that above the top of the line there of what makes you feel powerful. Does that make sense for everyone?
Yes, it's great. Could you explain the line? I don't quite follow that imagery.
It's kind of like, are you above the water breathing or are you underwater drowning?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
And when you're drowning, it's the opposite. It's like, what takes away your power? Where do you give your power away? That's, okay. By the way, I just want to correct myself. Nobody can take your power away. You actually choose to walk away from it or you give it to somebody else, but nobody can take it away from you. Nobody or nothing can do anything to take you out of your power except for you.
Yeah, and this is a great little example that's been happening for me. And I was talking to Gina yesterday and I'm like, you know what? I've just been having this silent little killer like a cancer. And it's been my tenant out in Miami in a condo that I have there. And she's just constant complaining and issues, and it's a stunning brand new apartment, and there's just non-stop things going on with her all the time. So I've gotten to the point where I'm like, oh my gosh, and I opened my email before I've even opened it, and I see it from her, my energy just plummeted, and I'm exhausted and complete victim mode. My mind has been making up, oh well, I'm lucky to have a tenant because of the economy, and Miami's been hit so hard, and you know, I just have to tolerate this, and my mind has been making up these stories about why I should be tolerating it. And it had been a slow power leak for me. And I made a decision yesterday that I was going to give her notice and step into my power and my inner magician and create the most perfect, amazing tenant that absolutely loves my place and that's a powerful person that takes care of things and there's no complaining. And it completely shifted my energy. So during the week, have a look at any of those slow leaks, those slow little power leaks. And sometimes they may look like things that you're tolerating. Those sort of those, or you get that in your body or in your solar plexus where it may not be great, but it's not that bad. So it's, you know, but it's just that little bit of power leak. If you've got 4 or 5 things going on in your life where there's a little bit of power leakage, that's huge. But the magical mavens don't need to have any power leak. So have a look during the week. Allow your inner magician to bring you anything that needs some addressing. Take that exercise.
By the way, I want to talk a little bit about tolerations for just a moment more. We were joking yesterday when Bridget and I were on the phone talking about this, and they are like the cancer that grows and grows and grows undetected, because sometimes this stuff is so small, and it's amazing how it'll suck your energy and suck your power away. And tolerations can be people, they can be stuff, they can be things that you've left undone, it could be the pieces of paper I have that are sitting right in my path in my office. I have to keep stepping over them. I'm thinking, why are these here? Every time I look at them, they irritate me. And if it irritates me, it takes me out of my power. So fix it, handle it. And sometimes you may not be planning on it, but you feel inspired or you're irritated enough to do something about it. But it, start taking notice and become aware of them, and then make a decision. Make a decision to either handle it now or handle it later, but make a decision in your mind that you're actually going to take care of yourself and handle it. And a lot of times it's not about taking an action to handle it. It's about changing the perspective or deciding, what do I want with that? You know, maybe it's the relationship that's been nagging you, and you think, well, I don't know what to do about it, so I'm not going to do anything. Well, you actually can do something, and that is really to hold the intention for what you want, and then delegate it out to the inner magician to handle it for you if you don't know what to do. But do decide something about it. It's when we're just letting something hang out there, that's when the disconnection gets created. And we just sit on the fence and we think, oh, I don't want to deal with it now, or I don't know what to do, or I'm just screwed, and this sucks, and this is the worst thing ever, and, you know, it's their fault. Right? I mean, that was me last week. Well, you know, if my boyfriend would just do more around the house, it wouldn't be so overwhelmed. Well, yeah, right. Being overwhelmed is a choice, Gina. So I can have a busy day like I have today if I'm back-to-back calls, and I can choose to look at my schedule and think, oh, my gosh, I'm so busy, or it can be a decision to say, I've got back-to-back calls, cool, I'm going to have so much fun, I'm just going to be present, and I'm going to enjoy my time, and when the day is done, I'm going to feel uplifted, not wiping my brow thinking, phew, it's over. You know, it's a choice. Nothing's changed with my day, it's just the way that I view it. And last week, I can definitely say, I was looking at each day, and phew, it's over, rather than, wow, great day, that was great. So, as we send you off, being the powerful creators of your universe,
yes, let's send you off with a little inquiry. How would your universe change if you were fully in your power? And with inquiries, it's just allowing yourself to ponder and noticing, just noticing what comes up for you.
And remember that if you catch yourself off target, you all set your intentions for how you want to respond. And just sometimes just remembering, wait a minute, I can just choose to step back into my power. It doesn't have to be like you're searching in a closet for it. Where is it? I can't get to it. It can really just be a matter of making a decision or remembering what are the things that make you feel powerful. And in that moment, just choose to do one of those things. And if it's breathing, then it's breathing. And if it's going and cleaning out a closet, well, then by all means, go clean out the closet. All right. Anything else, Bridget?
I think that's it. But what a fabulous class.
Ah, that was great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So have a great week.